From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. A train carrying the remains of Malaysia Airlines crash victims has arrived in the town of Kharkiv in Ukrainian-controlled territory. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports that paramilitaries in Donetsk have handed the plane's black box recorders to Malaysian experts.
Separatist leader Alexander Baradai turned the plane's flight data and voice recorders over to an officer from the Malaysian National Security Council. The officer said the devices appeared to be in good condition. Malaysian and Dutch experts are now examining the crash site where the passenger jet was downed in rebel-held territory. The bodies of most of the 298 people are to be turned over to Dutch authorities, who will fly them to the Netherlands for identification. There were sounds of renewed fighting in Donetsk, where the separatists are holding out against Ukrainian government forces. Much of the fighting is taking place around the city's airport. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Donetsk.
Secretary of State John Kerry and UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon have arrived in Cairo. They're there to speak with Egyptian and Arab League officials. They have proposed a truce between Israel and Hamas fighters. Kerry thanked the officials for pushing for the ceasefire.
I express my gratitude to Foreign Minister Shukri, particularly to President Sisi in Egypt for their leadership in putting forward this initiative, which we are all trying to pursue.
Meanwhile, the Israeli military confirms that one of its soldiers, who was part of a ground offensive in Gaza, is missing, but is presumed dead. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Jerusalem that Hamas claims it captured the man and insists that he is alive but injured.
The Israeli military did not identify the missing soldier, but says he was one of seven riding in an armored personnel carrier that was struck by a rocket in Gaza earlier this week. The other six soldiers were killed. More funerals for soldiers killed in the Gaza operation are being held in Israel today, while another took place near Ramallah for a Palestinian man fatally shot near a checkpoint outside Jerusalem. Palestinian media claim he was killed by a settler, while Israel says he died during a confrontation with Israeli troops. The army says it's investigating the circumstances. The army also reports an Israeli man was shot by a Palestinian gunman near another West Bank junction outside Nablus last night while he was waiting for a ride. He's recovering at a local hospital. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Mammoth wildfires are burning in the Pacific Northwest. The so-called Carlton Complex is burning in central Washington state. So far, it has scorched at least 379 square miles and is only 2% contained. It's one of dozens of fires burning in Washington, where a state of emergency has been declared. There's another state of emergency in Oregon, where more fires are burning. This is NPR. Texas Governor Rick Perry says he is deploying as many as 1,000 National Guard troops to the Texas-Mexico border. He says he's tired of, quote, lip service from the federal government. Texas Public Radio's Ryan Poppy has more.
Governor Perry says he's using his executive authority as governor to activate the Texas National Guard to serve alongside state troopers already involved in a state-led surge called Operation Strong Safety near the Rio Grande Valley.
These additional resources will help combat the brutal Mexican drug cartels that are preying upon our communities.
The head of the Texas National Guard says the troops are not being directed to detain anyone, but rather serve as a physical presence to deter anyone from crossing. The surge is expected to cost the state $12 million a month, but the Texas Attorney General's office is already considering litigation to ensure the federal government pays for the troop buildup. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Poppy in Austin.
The Senate Veterans Affairs Committee will open the first confirmation hearing for President Obama's nominee to head the VA. Robert McDonnell appears to be getting support from Republican and Democratic lawmakers on the panel. If confirmed, he would succeed Acting Veterans Affairs Secretary Sloan Gibson. Gibson took over after VA Secretary Eric Shinseki resigned in May, that in the wake of news of delayed treatment for tens of thousands of U.S. veterans. South Korean officials have identified the body of a missing man, the owner of the South Korean ferry that capsized in April, killing about 300 people. Officials say they located Yoo Byung-un's body in an orchard. He had been wanted for questioning. This is NPR.